Hi, I'm Sharad Kutan, and welcome to Let's Talk, the show that brings you the most important conversations of the day. Now, some 54,000 voters are going to be casting their ballots, or at least they're eligible to cast their ballots, come this Saturday. And they have four candidates to choose from. One from Pakatan Harapan, one that represents the values or the aspirations of UMNO and PAS as they come together in an informal coalition. We also have a candidate from Parti Socialist Malaysia and an independent, Kuan Chi Heng, better known as Uncle Kentang. Now, Uncle Kentang is here tonight to talk to me about the role of independence and also the contest in Semenye. We have also with us, and you know, he's an old friend who's joined me tonight, Toh Sin Wah. He stood twice as a candidate in the general elections, past Kelantan Jaya in 2013 and last year in Subang. Thank you so much, both of you, for being here. I'm going to call you Uncle Kentang. Just to keep the brand going. The question is, of course, for you, what is your role as independent? Why would you want to enter this contest? Do you think you have a good chance of actually winning in Semenye?
I think I have a fair chance. I said a good chance, a fair chance to stand in Semenye. And I believe that for all this while, we are looking into a new coalition to come in, Pakatan Harapan, to bring us to a greater heights of in Malaysia. But unfortunately, for these 9 months, I'm quite a bit of disappointed against them. Then I believe that it's time for the rakyat to really say something. And for me, it's a new, path. I hope that every Malaysian stand up, stand up to say what you want to say.
Okay, so you say that there's a general feeling of disappointment. You feel the disappointment, others might feel the disappointment. Why do you think it will translate into a win for you, as opposed to people voting for the previous administration, Representative Barisan Nasional and the candidate from UMNO? Why, and what evidence do you have that you have a good chance?
You see, I've been helping up people in Semenye, in Branang, in Rinching, for quite a long time. I've been doing social service for a long time. I have ambulance with me. We have, of course, we have all the Vajranaza and also program of helping the poor. So I think that the most important thing, what I have in Puchong, why can't I duplicate it into Semenye? And as I see that Semenye, we are semi-rural area. That means when the sick wants to go to the hospital, they have to travel quite far. And it's quite pitiful. I'm going there just simply to say that, okay, if you need a helping hand, I will be there for you.
Right, so you have, and I acknowledge this, that you have a reputation for being somebody who helps the people in need, and you think on the back of that brand, or that image that you have, that you'll be able to get votes. Now, I want to ask Sin Wah this question. When you decided to stand in 2013 and last year as well, what was the basis for your decision as an independent, considering the makeup and general dynamic of politics in the country?
It was just like I was hoping to prepare Malaysians for the future. And then it's also at the same time...
Like a test run?
Yeah. No, it's not more of a test run, because I thought at that time, with the introduction of the, internet, and we're talking about a borderless world, I thought that it is so much easier at that stage to engage Malaysians. And I thought that since Malaysians are all now, compared to the early years and now, we are much more knowledgeable and we are much more learned. So I thought that we were all ready then, because I saw that how Guaben won the last election in...
Lo Guaben,
Was using the camera, and there you are. The Kelantan Jaya residents were so fearless, they just gave him that vote. And that was against a very, very formidable candidate in Barisan Nasional, and that was Lee Hua Beng, actually.
He ran on a Pakatan ticket, didn't he?
Yes.
And then that,
Keadilan.
Basically, okay. That's the difference, right? Mm. You can have an anti-incumbent or anti-establishment vote, but who it goes to is still a mystery, right? I mean, I wonder if you did any kind of polling, did you do any analysis of the ground, or just based on your ideas about your reputation that you could win?
It's not based on the idea, it's based on the spirit. Because to me, it's not on ideas. If you think of ideas, you don't have the spirit, you don't have the compassion to go to help more poor. So you won't be able to achieve it. It's not about ideas. You know, ideas, you don't have the driving force. You cannot make it a reality. For me, it's like, if I want to go to Semenye, why I need to go to Semenye? And why at this time? People just tell me, why you don't go to Cameron Highland? I told them that the best thing is I can serve Semenye. I just tested my ambulance to Semenye in an emergency mode. We can reach Semenye within 30 minutes from Puchong. I think 25 or so can make it if we drive faster. I can take my bike and go and surf the, you know, I got a big bike and I can go around there, I got a small bike, I can go to Semenye very easy. That means that I consider a lot of things before I enter into as an independent candidate. Right.
I mean, I want to ask you this. Everybody claims they're going to be there to serve the working class, or serve the poor, or serve the majority, serve all Malaysians. These are political platitudes that are used by every political party.
Yes.
Why would anybody believe that you, especially if you get elected, you're not part of the government, and therefore you have even less influence on allocation, resources and such. Why would somebody back up an independent?
I go on the basis that we want to be able to give a direction to the Malaysian public that from here onwards, like I said, when we talk about, Malaysians are so excited about talking about Industrial Revolution 4.0. But you see, the political revolution has not even started. So if we talk about Industrial Revolution 4.0 right now, and we don't talk about the political revolution 4.0, then we are forever going to be talking about a racial, a politics along racial and religious lines and all. Then where are we going to be able to bring about the harmony that we are talking about? So that's where I come into the picture to say, look, let's rebrand and let's get everyone participating.
Okay, Sinhua has a very strong motto. It's repent, rethink, refresh, reform. I mean, he has some sort of an ideology, and all the political parties are backed by some sense that people have about their values. What are your values? I mean, you know, Uncle Kentang, I mean, what exactly do you stand for beyond providing services?
I believe that we should look into new politics, that individual must come out, you know, to those who have the desire to make Malaysia better, they need to come out, they need to contest in the election, not only let the politicians control us. Just now the question you asked, Mr. Toh, was whether you have the strength or not. I have proven that strength. I got 6 ambulances. It's not cheap. 1 ambulance is not cheap. Who is behind me? It's the public. You see, that our YBs, our current YBs, they will tell you that, oh, our peruntukan has finished, we run out of fun, this and that. As a leader, won't you go and get some way? You, as a leader, you must have that leadership quality. You must find. I have proven that I do not need any fund from anyone, any government fund. I still can run the whole machinery. I'm paying my staff, I'm paying my medical staff, and I'm giving services to the public. But the money, you need to think, like, you as a leader, you don't think, then how?
Okay, we're going to have to take a short break now. We'll come back. I'm speaking to Quan Chi Heng, otherwise known as Uncle Kentang, and Toh Sin Wah, former independent candidate for Kelana Jaya in 2013 and last year in Subang 2018. Stay tuned to Let's Talk. Welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm Sharad Kutin. What you just saw just now is a promo for a debate that's going to happen tomorrow at 3 p.m. It's going to be shown live on Astro Wani, whether it's our web or television or Facebook Live platforms. You can get there. Uncle Kentang, who's one of the people who's going to be involved in that discussion, it's not, in fact, a discussion involving all the candidates. I believe only Parti Socialist Malaysia and yourself, Uncle Kentang,
yes,
are going to be there. For some reason, in this by-election, the two major contenders have chosen to be silent. They seem to not want to be asked difficult questions or be put in a situation where they're going to be challenged. And that brings us back to, you know, again, the role of independents like yourself in, you know, and changing the dynamics of the election. Why do you think, just your personal opinion, why do you think that Pakatan Harapan, which controls 50 out of 56 state assembly seats, should choose a candidate who doesn't feel confident to debate you, an independent, that doesn't have a machinery, on a level playing field?
I think they are too busy talking to the voters.
Being on television is talking to voters too.
Yeah,
and it's talking to the nation, isn't
but
it?
But I think they're talking heart to heart to the voters, so I think that's better for them. I think so.
A very generous explanation. Yeah. Hmm. Simon, what do you think? What do you think is happening with our major parties?
I think they are facing the toughest of time right now, whereby they have made a lot of promises where they are not being able to fulfill. So if they were to go on the air and those difficult questions would be posed to them, and they can't come up with valid answers, and if the independent candidate can then actually challenge that, then I think they will lose face on the air. And that will actually be a bad performance for them. So on that basis, I think they do not wish to lose most of the votes
but
from there.
Is silence a good strategy, though? I mean,
no,
I'm not quite sure.
Definitely not.
Let's just say you win this contest. You say you have a good chance. Maybe you win this contest, right?
Okay.
The question is, what kind of influence will you have in the state assembly? 50 seats with Pakatan, 5 with Barisan National UMNO or PAS, and then one you as an independent. I mean, what influence are you going to have over policy and decisions? So will voters say, this is the man who can change things, or he's just going to be a voice?
I believe in one quote made out by Chinese, but... A journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step.
Oh.
I'm going to start the first step.
Oh,
so if we don't start the first step anywhere, like Mr. Toh has started his first step. So I believe that...
Where does your journey end? This first step towards?
Towards a reform... way of governing the people. You see, you are telling me that we have 56 representatives from Pakatan Harapan.
50 in assembly of 56.
Okay, 56. Yeah. Okay, 50. But you see, there are so many poor people yet. There's so many poor people. Yet there's so many languishing behind, cannot go to hospital, no money to go to hospital. I am asking what the YB is doing. Actually, why is he playing golf or what?
Right, so Pakatan Harapan has been in control of the state of Pakatan right before for 2 terms now, right? So they've entered into their 3rd term. So it is actually their responsibility, their record, if you're saying there's a lack of services. Sinwa, when you were on the stump, when you were talking to people, voters, were they sympathetic but said, well, okay, and I believe you, but I want my vote to mean something. So I'm going to give it to the person who's most likely to win, not you. Was that the kind of reasoning that happens?
Yeah, you see, the thing is, in the last election, because it was all drummed up that if we were the spoilers, if we go in and if we were to win. But the thing is, you see, even if we had won for that matter, and if we are responsible representative in whatever legislation that is going to be put forward, as long as we have the conscience to think in terms that it is for the rakyat, so then whichever side were to move that motion, if we were to support where it is the aspiration of the rocket, we are doing our duties. So I don't see how that would make it anything worse off for the rocket. But the thing is, you were right on the basis that when I went to Subang Jaya and when I was going among the residents, and as I said, I couldn't even enter the gated community. And as I said, the foreign, security guards.
Yes.
They were the ones who actually gave me very good reasons why we are not allowed. But then actually I asked them, just connect with me with the chairman and all the committee members. They came. They have to come because I insist, because I refuse to leave the ground, because I say that as long as they don't come and stop me, I will walk in.
Actually. Okay. I want to ask you, Uncle Katam, who is supporting you? And are people supporting you and say, well, we won't vote for you. We like what you do, but we don't want to vote for you because we want to vote for a party that's going to win?
Okay, those who commented on my Facebook saying that they won't vote for me mostly are from party members. But when I did my walk around Semenyih for these few days, actually I was quite touched and also
encouraged
by their wishes. They told me what they're going to do in this election. I think we might spring a surprise.
Fantastic.
In Semenyih election, because people are now, after GE14, people are now more daring to express their votes.
Right. And in fact, if a Pakatan Harapan candidate loses, nothing changes in terms of the state government, right? State government is firmly in the hand. So are you using that argument that they could put you in the state assembly without losing the government, and so they can have both, the best of both worlds, as it were?
Yes, if they don't vote for me, they vote for anyone else, they might not get what my heart want to put in for Semenyih. That is the most important thing. I'm quite old, you know. I'm quite old.
You're reasonably young.
Yeah, but I'm quite old. And what is the reason suddenly I would like to jump in? With this kind of age, I should go for retirement. But
well,
I think
there have been all kinds of theories, including saying that you're actually put there by the DAP or your... That's exactly what you said to the media, right? Did you say you're a free agent lackey? Because somebody accused you of being a DAP lackey or a BN lackey. Okay, so what is the argument, do you think, that will work, Sinwar, for most people to think differently about politics? Not just the big parties, but an independent.
Now that, as you said correctly, that there is nothing to shake the Selangor state government, that is all the more reason for, now that the rakyat are so unhappy, to actually give the vote to the independent as a way to move forward, to say, look, and to test it out to see whether independence actually really work. And if, as what Mr. Kwan has just rightly said, that with all his wisdom and with all his experience, and he puts it in and it works, then I think the rocket should see it very differently from now, and to move on, that we should actually right now bring in the independence, and hopefully one day they will be the ruling government.
It's a coalition of independents, right?
Yes. United Independents.
That's your group. Yeah, okay, yeah. We'll take another short break. Or we'll be back with more. Stay tuned to Let's Talk.
Okay.
Hi, and welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Uncle Kentang and Toh Sinwar, two independents. Uncle Kentang running in the Semenyih by-election. Sinwar, who's run in previous general elections. What again to talk about your competition, right? There you are. You're up against candidates who are backed by the big coalitions, Pakatan Harapan, Barisan Nasional, and then, of course, you have Parti Socialist Rakyat. A long-standing but electorally quite unsuccessful party. How do you view them? Barisan Nasional deployed Najib Razak, of all people, to push its campaign. Do you think it's resonating with people?
I believe my focus is not on the other contestant. I never focus on them. I even told my team that we shall not focus on them. We shall focus on the people and what the people needs. If we go and focus on them, waste time on them, we will be in trouble. Because they have big machinery, they have big names, they have big minister. If they are so good, why did they need all this backing? Why did they need everyone to come, all the politicians from everywhere to come and talk for them? They can talk themselves. For me, I told my team, don't focus on them, focus on the people, focus on serving the people, finding the poor, finding where people need help, go and find. The real campaign begins after 2nd of March. 2nd March. The 3rd of March, we will go in and all this, we have a list of the needy people, we will just go and help them. This is not about, that's why politics is not about me hitting you or hitting anybody. Politics is about making people's life better.
Okay, that is a very noble intention, and I believe you. The question, of course, is that the major parties do set the terms of the discussion, right? They grab the lion's share of media attention. Was it difficult for you, Sinwar, to find to get some visibility during the general elections?
Yeah, it's tremendous on the basis that because no matter how you try, especially when...
Tremendously difficult.
Yeah, difficult, actually. But then you see, the thing is, this is where I say that if Malaysians are really seriously interested in really bringing wisdom to parliament, then they should, I mean, like Election Commission especially, now that we have much, much better people who were advocates who wanted a much more freer, election, you know, a free and fair election. Now, they should look into it whereby, as I said, no, we are at this very moment needing the most capable people in parliament to help resolve our kleptocratic state. You see? So right. If that's being the case, then let's have the best candidate wins. So that's why the debate was very important, because if the debate was on, all the candidates will be paraded. Because in all the election campaign that you see, in all the medias and all, they were all focusing on the leaders more than the candidates, you know.
Okay, so what's going on? For you, you've had quite a bit of play in the media. I'd say, to be fair, I think to the media, they have given you quite a bit of visibility.
Yeah, yes.
Why do you think that is? I mean, do they treat you as a serious candidate, or do they treat you as that kind of oddball? You have this funny name, you know, Uncle Kentang. You know, it's great to put on a headline. Are they treating you seriously?
My relation with the media has gone a long, long time. I was the Biro Aduan chief in Puchong. They know me for about, some of them know me about 30 years. They are still in the journalism. So I think...
The Bureau Aduan for whom? For which
Puchong, office? Yes. Yeah. I was the head of the Bureau Aduan, receiving public complaints. I was handling the cases.
Right, okay.
And I think for this money, I really thank the media. For really giving me a fair chance on reporting about what I was doing. I think...
Which areas and who's not hearing you? If you were to map out who's getting the message and who's not getting the message, who's not getting the message? It's been said of you that you're very popular among the Malay-speaking constituents of Semenye, but you're not so well-known among Chinese.
Nope. Even today, I went to the Broga, what do you call that, the Pusat Mengundi. Yeah.
Voting centre.
A 82-year-old lady called me up by my name. I know you, this guy. I know you have been
what
so long.
What did she call you? Uncle Kentang or Chi Heng?
No, they call me Akwan.
Akwan.
She knows me. She's 62 years old. And I went to some market. They said, hey, you are a guy that solve problem for people. So I was doing public complaint things for quite a long time. And help them to solve quite their problems. For me, it's... life will be better when we solve others' problem.
Okay, I want to ask you that. It's still a straight question. Who do you think is your main competition? I mean, who are you trying to beat?
Ayman, of course. PH. Ayman. PH will be the main, because they have all the machinery backing him. So he will be the main, most, hardest person to beat.
Even though he's been quite silent and he doesn't have much credentials except to be the son-in-law, the former... representative.
I think some of the Malaysians, they are still looking at the party. They're not looking at the candidate. That is where this problem arises, like what Mr. Toh says. They're looking at the party. They are not looking at the candidate.
Okay, so this is a very important point, right? If they're still looking at the party and not the candidate, how do you make a break?
You see, integrity, is it? So the thing is, you see, as much as you look at the party right now, what is that? Does that mean? There's an integrity issue right now at the moment. And if Malaysians are seriously saying that integrity is what we need in parliament, then it's time they look at the candidates. But candidates, it's a matter of time that if I were to suggest to the Election Commission, I would say that we would encourage all the parties to field their candidates. Is it? So if all the parties were to field the candidate, Malaysians should insist. Because why? Then we have a variety. When we have a variety, then we have a choice. Then when we get them together, we parade them before the voting crowd, then the Malaysian will open up the eyes and say, look, we now really have a democratic process that is so good that we can choose the best candidate. And whoever wins, at the end, we will close rank. We will support whoever to represent us.
Okay, we're still, 4 days before a polling day. What could change the dynamics? Najib is bringing crowds. Crowds don't necessarily translate to votes. Pakatan, as you say, has a strong machinery. It controls the state, so on and so forth. Is there something that can change the story between now and Saturday, do you think?
I think for the time being, I believe that the two parties are leading. But if you come back to real, you want to choose a real person that can really serve you, then Semenye people must think, the voters must think deeply for bringing a change. I believe that there are some signals that some of the voters might not even vote for the two big parties. They might go for PSM, they might go for me. This is the new trend of Malaysia thinking. And I hope that we can make it happen in Semenye. Make it, although even if I receive a few thousand votes, it's already a warning to the current government that, look, the riot is having a say in that election.
Did you lose your deposit in the last two contests?
Yes, yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Were you resigned to it, or did you accept that that was a reality for you?
I won't accept it as a reality for me, because why? I go on the basis, I wouldn't have mind losing that, provided I had a fair chance to contest the election. Because to me, it's not free and fair, because why? We were not put on the same level platform to be paraded to the public. So okay. on that basis.
Do you think you could possibly lose your deposit?
I'm quite confident I'll keep my deposit.
Okay, and you just might win as well, right?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Men who represent this aspiration to change the dynamics of Malaysian politics and to have independent, truly independent candidates there as part of the mix. You're listening to Let's Talk. I'm Sharad Kutin, only for Astro One.